Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for joining in. Our last podcast was the rapture in 2022. Could it be? Question mark. Who knows? Truth of the matter is we really don't know when it will be, but we do know that he gives us signs in the heavens and the stars to see these things, to know that they're coming. And we know that the word says it is a blessed hope. And so I want to talk today about the recent appearance of former President Barack Obama. He showed up at the White House a couple of days ago to, I believe it was the anniversary of the ACA healthcare bill, sometimes called the Obamacare. And if you've seen the video, and I'm sure if you live anywhere other than a third world country, you've seen the video of Biden being ignored by everyone in the room. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not a Biden fan. I never have been. But it's pretty obvious to see that, you know, the Democratic Party has brought in Barack Obama to prop up President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, because they have royally, you know, screwed the nation. And Biden is demented. He doesn't know what's going on. You can see his face. I worked as a nurse for 25 years. I know the look of a person who is demented and who has dementia. And Biden fits the bill. You can look at his eyes. You can look at his face. It's that thousand-mile stare. Kamala doesn't know what she's doing. They're both inept at their jobs. They don't really know how to govern or do the things that need to be done, and they're really just place cards. I do firmly believe that the rapture will occur this year. I'm thinking it'll be after May the 14th, maybe shortly afterwards. That will be the 80-year mark. Actually, 73 years mark, but then you have to account, you have to figure in the 7-year tribulation. So if you add 7 to the 73 years, you get 80 years, which is the fig tree generation, which is mentioned in the Bible. I will tell you this, a friend of mine sent me some information. He has some connections with Israel, and Iran is moving a lot of their military into Damascus. If you'll recall one of my other podcasts, I talked about Ezekiel 38 and the ruinous heap of Damascus. And I believe we are going to see Ezekiel 38 play out after the rapture. And I believe that it will be shortly after the rapture. I think the Iranians already have a weapon. Israel thinks they already have a weapon, and Israel has the smartest intelligence in the entire world. When it comes to national security, no one can beat Israel, and so they're watching Iran closely as they've moved into Syria, where Russia has their troops as well. So I think we are seeing the things that are coming. I believe Obama showing up at the White House was part of this. He is starting to, I told my friend the other day, he and I talk about eschatology and end times a lot. And I told him that when we start to see Obama more on the scene, because if you'll recall, you know, Obama's been, you know, no show everywhere. I mean, he's just been quiet. You don't hear anything from him. But he knows. See, I believe he is going to be the Antichrist. I don't know that he knows that or not. He could. My gut tells me that he probably does know that he's going to step into that role. And I think that he probably doesn't see it as anything bad. He sees it as an honor. you know, to step into that role, to serve Satan or Lucifer, because he's probably been fooled into thinking that, you know, Lucifer's good and God is bad, and that, excuse me, and that Lucifer's going to win in the end, and that the Bible is a lie, and that God is going to lose in the end. And I think he thinks fulfilling the role of Antichrist will be, of the Antichrist, will be an honorable thing. And I think that he has been raised up for that. I mean, if you look, if you believe, okay, let me back up. If you believe like I do, that the end times are here and that the rapture is soon to come, and you look at the world players on the world stage, who could step into that role effectively other than Barack Obama? He's still very, very popular, even though he's been out of office now 5-6 years. He is still very popular. He still garners a crowd. If you watch the video of him at the White House, people are just tripping all over themselves to shake his hand, to see him, while Biden is in the background just wandering around aimlessly trying to get Barack Obama's attention. He even puts his hand on his shoulder and Barack ignores him. I think Barack is showing us his disdain for Biden. I think he's always had disdain for Biden. I just think that it was pretty obvious the other day. He made the comment, Barack Obama made the comment that Biden was the vice president. And he said, of course, that's a joke, but you can look at his face and tell that, you know, my mother used to say, much of truth is spoken in jest. And to me, that's speaking truth, but adding a little levity to it gives you the opportunity to say, oh, I was just kidding. And so I think most people know how Obama feels about Biden, and that is why Biden was so ignored the other night. I mean, here's the president of the United States of America in the White House, a sitting president, and he's wandering around like a 2-year-old who's lost in the crowd. It's sad. This man has no clue where he is or what he's doing. He has moments of lucidity followed by, you know, extended moments of absolute confusion. He's lost as a goose in a snowstorm. He's lost. And there's Obama doing his thing, and he's busy glad-handing everybody, and everybody's glad to, you know, talk to him and get their picture with him and shake his hand. I think it's a sign that those who are in the inner circle who know that Obama is going to step into the role of the Antichrist, superseding that of the President of the United States, he will rule the world. But he will do it through a false peace. Now, let me back up a little bit. And I've said this before, and I'm just going to reiterate it again. I believe, as the Word says, the Scripture of God says, that God appoints the kings and captains and rulers over the land. And I believe God appointed Biden to this job. He couldn't have allowed Trump to have won. And it's because Trump was raised for one reason and one reason only. He was given the privileged lifestyle that he had to run, so that one day he would run for president, and that he would one day become the president, and that he would do two things. Okay, number one, he moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and which prompted Netanyahu, the then sitting prime minister, to move the government, central government, to Jerusalem, which is pretty powerful when you understand the background of Jerusalem and the fight that's been going on between the Arabs and the Jews. It established Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, which is a huge, huge deal. I don't have time to go into it today, but you probably understand what I'm talking about. The second thing that Trump did was he came up with the Abraham Accords. Now, in Revelation, it talks about the Antichrist confirming an agreement that was already in place, confirming the agreement, which means the agreement had to be in place before. And I believe that the Bible is referring to the Abraham Accords that was set up by Trump. Trump could not have won this last time, even though he was probably duly elected. We know that, you know, Satan was allowed to meddle in the affairs of the election, and God allowed this because he wanted it to happen. Because had Trump gone in, it would have delayed everything by 4 years. And I think God's timing is perfect. You know, he even says this in his word, that this generation that sees Israel become a nation shall not pass away. Okay, in other words, they won't die. That generation we talked about in the other podcast is 70 to 80 years. And so had Trump been elected, we know for a fact that things would have been completely different. It would have mirrored what Trump's first 4 years were like. That's why Trump could not be president again. That's why he'll never be president again. I don't think there'll be another U.S. president again after the rapture. I think that they'll change things, and it will change our government, and it will change the way things are. And I think that you'll see Barack Obama at the center of the political machine throughout the entire world. And there was something interesting, as my friend Chris and I were talking today, you know, I said, I believe with the advent of the reappearance of Barack Obama, we will also begin to see someone who will fit the role, who will stand in the role of the false prophet. Now, a lot of people believe it's going to be the Catholic Pope, because he's on a throne already, and, you know, they talk about the seven hills around Rome. But I believe it could be Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen has said many times he doesn't preach on the cross, it's too offensive. He doesn't preach on hell, it's too offensive. He doesn't preach on the laws because it's too offensive. He's removed all crosses from his church, which that doesn't really mean anything. I mean, that's not the most interesting thing. He has openly said there's more than one way to God, and salvation does not come through Jesus Christ only. It can come through other ways too, which the Word of God says there's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ, His Son. And so for him to recognize the power but to deny the power therein, the Word talks about that. These people are not Christians. They're not followers of Christ. So who better to step into that role? Again, if we're looking at the players on the stage, on the world stage right now, I don't know of any other player around the world that could step into this role. Not to say that there aren't other people who are equally charismatic as Joel Osteen, but Joel Osteen has a lot of Hollywood behind him. You know, Oprah Winfrey likes him. You know, he's sold millions and millions of books on the New York Times bestseller list, and so he's very wealthy. He's very charismatic. He talks about your best life, and he makes people feel good, and he puts all of his star power up on the front row so it can validate him when they're looking around. It's a huge church. He has a huge following all around the world. So I think that we'll probably begin to see Joel Osteen making some appearances with Obama. Now, that will be what I call the canary in the coal mine. You know, when we start seeing these things happen, we know that it is soon to be, you know, because they're going to start establishing their power and their authority and recognition. So I believe that we're going to see a lot more of Obama. We're going to see the downfall of Biden and Kamala, and we're going to see some changes in the White House. And I think Obama is going to be a permanent fixture in the White House. I could totally see where he would have an office in the White House, possibly even in the president's office, you know, the Oval Office. I can see where once the rapture happens, you know, and people are gone and God has removed us from the earth to take us for the marriage supper of the Lamb, I believe that who will be left are those who, there'll be two camps that are left, those who follow Satan already, and those who are confused of who they follow. Okay? And we know there'll be a great falling away before the rapture. That's what the word says. There'll be a great falling away, and that there'll be doctrines of demons taught, and that if the time were not numbered, if the years weren't numbered, that even the elect would be deceived. In other words, us. And so that is one of the reasons that we're removed as well. But these things are happening. Pay attention to Damascus. Pay attention to Iran. Pay close attention to Obama. And start watching Joel Osteen. Not watch him on TV, I'm saying. Pay close attention to where Joel Osteen is. And he may even start, you know, making some appearances with Obama. They're going to have to start setting the stage, because once the rapture occurs, there's going to be mass chaos in the world. Just because of the massive loss of people. People are going to freak out. It's going to scare them. And they're going to be terrified. And, you know, you've got the bowls, the seven bowls, the seven seals, and the seven trumpets. And so, as each one of these are opened and poured out and trumpets are blown, there's a calamity upon the earth, and it's every one of these things are to bring our attention to God. And it's a fear thing that God is saying, you know, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord, which is really respect. And so by thumbing your nose at God and saying, you know, there is no God, there's no such thing, we worship the nature, we worship, you know, the earth and Mother Gaia and all these other things, anything other than God, he is going to show them that these are all fake and false gods. And so I believe someone like Obama and teaming up with someone like Joel Osteen would do really well to calm the fears of everyone. And I believe after the rapture is when Iran will seize their opportunity to bomb Israel. And they'll probably send a nuclear weapon to Tel Aviv, because I don't think they want to invoke the ire of the Arabs by sending it into Jerusalem because of the Dome of the Rock. So I believe they'll send it to Tel Aviv or to Haifa, one of the major cities where they can do as much damage as they possibly can. Haifa is a big port city, and so is Tel Aviv. So I look for Iran to do that, and the world is going to be angry with Israel, because they're going to respond in kind, and they're probably going to send a limited nuclear bomb to Damascus, and they're going to level it. And this is the opportunity for Obama and Joel Osteen to come on board. And when they come on board, they're going to bring with them a false sense of peace. Now, Obama, being the Antichrist, will reconfirm the Abraham Accords. And when that's done, he will set into motion a seven-year agreement between the Arabs and Israelis, and there'll be a false peace on the earth, and that it'll be, people will want peace because, I mean, you know, millions of people are missing. Iran just blew up Israel. Israel's going to blow up Damascus. Syria's going to get, you know, it's going to be terrifying for people in the Middle East and people in America and around the world. They're going to see it. They're going to be terrified because it's a nuclear bomb has gone off, and that's a huge, huge deal. And so who better to quell the fears of the people? Obama with his new friend, Joel Osteen. So that's the latest. That's what's happening. I look for things to change, and I'll probably be updating as things do change. But you do your due diligence and watch Obama, watch Joel Osteen, and watch the decline of Biden and Kamala and the White House. Because Obama is establishing his authority. He did that the other day. He quietly established his authority. So I don't think that he's indwelt with Satan yet, but I do believe Satan and him communicate. And I think Obama knows what's coming. at least what Satan's told him, and he believes the lie. So it's coming. We're here. It's on top of us. It's going to happen soon. Anyway, hope you enjoyed it. Tune in for the next one. I'm not really sure what it'll be, but it'll probably be about end time stuff. Thanks for listening, guys.